أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series, we've been reviewing chapter number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And in our previous discussion, we had been reviewing verses number 41 through to 48 under the theme of the wretched people, in which God had described a portion of the punishments which were waiting those who would be destined for a life in hell. In our discussion today, we want to review a comparison and the contrasts between the people of heaven and the people of hell. And this comparison, as has been drawn by Sheikh Mohsin Qiraati in his Tafsir al-Nur, will show us the two opposite places that these people will live in and the pleasures and pains that they will both experience. Let us begin by looking at the people of the right hand, the righteous ones, also known as Ashab al-Yameen, and then we will contrast those point by point with the people of the left, the iniquitous ones, the Ashab al-Shimal. Point number one of the righteous is that they will be in elongated and perpetual shade, as God says, fi dhillin mamdood. Contrary to that is the people of the left. They will be in shade from thick, dark smoke, as God says, dhillin min yahmoom. The people of the right will have a continuous supply of fruits, as God says, la maqtu'atin. But the people of the left, they will have neither cooling nor any benefit, la baridin wa la mamnu'a. The people of the right will have pure drinks, sharaban tahura, while the people of the left will have molten metal to drink, bima'in kalmuhl. The people of the right will have streams of water, anharun min ma, while the people of the left will be begging for water, afidhu alayna min alma. The people of the right will have rivers of milk, anharun min laban, while the people of the left, putrid, boiling water, hamimun wa ghassak. The people of the right will have rivers of pure wine, anharun min khamarin, while the people of the left, a drink of pus and blood, min ghislin. The people of the right will have rivers of pure honey, anharun min asalin musaffa, while the people of the left, vile, putrid, filthy water, ma'an sadid. The people of the right will be given two gardens, jannatan, while the people of the left will be given a constricted place, makanan dayyqan. The people of the right will have nothing but peace, peace, illa qilan salaman salama, whereas the people of the left, they will curse each other for their wretched state. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَتْ أُمَّةٌ لَعَنَتْ أُخْتَهَا. The people of the right will enter with respect. تِبْتُمْ فَدْخُلُوهَا. While the people of the left will enter with wrath and vengeance. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. The people of the right will be met with mercy and divine greetings. سَلَامٌ قَوْلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ. While the people of the left, they will be met with insults and abuse. قَالَ اخْسَأُوا فِيهَا مَا وَلَا تُقَلِّمُونَ. The people of the right will have an unparalleled welcome by servants surrounding them. يَتُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَيَتُوفُونَ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ. But the people of the left, they will be going around areas of fire and burning water. بَيْنَهُمَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آن. So as we see, the people of the right and the people of the left, the people of righteousness and the people of iniquity, their lives are complete polar opposites to one another. Maybe even in this world, they had polar opposite lives. The righteous people led lives of goodness and didn't perform the sins, whereas the iniquitous ones, the people of the left, they performed every manageable possible sin that they could ever hope to accomplish in their short time on this earth. And this will be reflected and manifested in the outcome in which the people of the right will be surrounded in bliss and ease and comfort, and the people of the left will be surrounded by challenges and difficulties and punishments. Let us conclude with some takeaway messages from this discussion today, and hopefully reflect on where it is that we stand. Are we a person of the right or one of the left? Point number one to reflect upon as a takeaway message is that on the day of resurrection, there will be a group of people who will be debased and whose book of deeds will be given to them in their left hand. And these are the iniquitous ones, the sinners, the ones who are destined for hell. Point number two, that which makes the sins weightier and even more dangerous for the individual is the continuous performance of those actions. One can sin but ask forgiveness and never repeat that act again, and they will, God willing, be forgiven for that act and not have to be punished for it. But when a person sins and continuously performs those actions which they know are impermissible, that is where the danger lies for you and I. And so even if we do find ourselves sinning, we need to realize that we need to turn back to God and ask for forgiveness. And last but not least, as we conclude, the danger lies when an individual who has unsubstantiated doubts begins to promote these within the society and becomes the reason for others to deviate. So yes, a person who has deviated and has doubts about religion, those will affect him and him alone. However, the danger lies when a person begins to promote those ideologies within society, begins to spread his misunderstandings, whether it be intentional or unintentional, and allows and makes others deviate from the religion. That is where the major danger lies, because then you take others along with you into the pits of hell. We ask God to allow us to keep away from the sins and all of those actions which would result in us having to suffer a life in the world to come of such pain and difficulty as the people of the left. And we ask God to make us of those to be the people of the right, the people of felicity and success. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.